and theme tune.
I've boshed banter in Prague, I've dressed up as a Smurf, I've swapped lives with a German, bought strip pens in France, I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam, I had a naked massage, me and my mates had a laugh, I did
24 years at the top end.
At the tap end.
How you doing memory wise, thinking of new tap ends?
Okay, actually, they sort of come to me in the night, so to speak.
There was a bit of writer's block for a while, wasn't there?
There was, but we're back in full flow. We're fine. Where I thought we'd go to today, if you're keen, is, you know, I've talked about my German exchange before.
Yes.
I was listening back to that one the other day, and I just thought, I didn't tell several stories from that exchange that I should have told.
Oh, so there's more detail.
Yeah, a bit like the Falaraki one we did recently. I'm thinking of revisiting that time of my life to bring up some of the stories that maybe we didn't discuss first time round.
Totally keen. I am Tulisa Keen Tastas Davalos.
Incredible. And I'm Thomas the Tan Keen Gin. So, yeah, I'm going to take you to my 15th year at the tap end if you're keen.
Keen and ready.
I'm ready. Ready.
Ready.
Things were getting tricky in Mainz, Germany. I was a couple of days into my German exchange and things hadn't improved. Communication with the host family was still a massive problem. They insisted on speaking German, which by now was beginning to get tiring.
You were in Germany.
I wasn't up for German 24/7, though.
Right, so what did you expect them to do?
Oh, I don't know. I think they could speak English, right. But they were on purpose speaking German to try and get me to learn the language.
That was what you were there for, though.
I was largely isolated from my friends, and I was eating unfamiliar foods. Relations between me and my German exchange partner, Andreas, were also beginning to strain. Every day, I had to go with him to his school, where I'd meet my other mates and regroup. The journey to the school every morning was life-threatening. Andreas and his family lived right next to a busy autobahn, and Andreas would make me run across this every morning rather than get the bridge, which was quite far down the road.
It was not good.
It was terrifying. So it was a really busy road, an autobahn, if you will, right next to their house.
If you will.
And the bridge was quite far down, so to cut time in the mornings, he would just sprint across this thing. And I was expected to follow, and I wasn't happy about it.
Awful.
And you don't need that first thing in the morning.
No, it's really dangerous.
This was made more stressful by the breakdown in communication and me being unsure which was stop and which was go. On one occasion, I'm sure he mixed up the two on purpose. So he would shout go in German, which was gehen, and stop, which I think was halt.
Okay.
And the thing is, in that stressful environment where we're on the busy main road,
I've just seen for sure you can say, gay.
Yeah. We only had to spend a little bit of time at the school, luckily. It was used as a meeting place before our group of English people would go on an activity. Some of these activities were all right, though. One of my favourite was when we were taken to a car factory. This was never going to fail, though. We had a tour around the Opel factory, and then got to have a go in a car simulator. I did get in trouble for taking photos whilst on the factory tour. I wasn't aware that we weren't allowed, and one man got very angry at me. I don't know if they thought it was espionage or something like that, but I was just going around the factory taking photos, and I wasn't aware that you couldn't. Another tour included a look round a German radio station. It wasn't too dissimilar to Radio 1, except everyone that worked there was quite old. We were encouraged to take it in turns at doing a link after a song in German. It was one of my first experiences of radio broadcasting. More excited about the opportunity of being on the radio, I didn't work out what I was going to say, but confidently went for it. I said, I'll do the German.
Can you do the voice?
Yeah. Hallo. Ich bin Chris. Ich liebe dich. Here is Ronan Keating and Lulu, We've Got Tonight.
I know it's late.
There's a song that they lined up there. It's not the best.
I know you play.
Do you remember this one?
No. I didn't even know he did a song with Lulu.
Yeah, yeah. This was, I assume it was one of those that was big in Germany.
Both of us lonely.
So the German that I just did then, translated as, "Hello, my name is Chris, I love you. Here is Ronan Keating and Lulu, we've got tonight." I'd like to think, out of my mates, I was the best at this. I think even some of the Germans were impressed. We were all a group of English blokes, as our school was an all-boys school. However, the German school was mixed, and therefore a couple of the boys from our school had female exchange partners. I suppose in that sense I had a bit of a lucky draw with Andreas. At least he enjoyed video games and didn't spend too long getting ready. It was an awkward one, though, for the lads who had female German exchanges. Because ultimately, with a German exchange, you're immediately meeting the parents, aren't you? It's like the wrong way around with things. You haven't even met the girl, and you're already meeting the parents on day one, aren't you?
Yeah.
It doesn't really happen in this country.
But you're not aiming to cop off with the German girl.
Well, no, of course not. But it will always be in the back of your mind, won't it? Generally, the girls involved in our exchange programme were not my type, except for one named Karen with a K. She was the standout amongst her mates, but it was clear that a few of the boys in our group liked her.
Karen with a K?
Yeah, rather than a C. There was very little that I could say to her in German, apart from the radio link and the names of various sausages.
Telling her you loved her already?
I didn't tell her that, no. So we didn't get to talk that much, really, because there was no conversation that we could really have. But she would smile at me a lot. I think she found me a bit funny. I knew that nothing could really happen, as I would be going back to the UK, but I was well up for giving it a go.
Oh, God.
I know my friend Paul was really keen on Karen with a K as well. The whole week was leading up to something called the Mainz Festival, which was a big week of events every year. It celebrates German culture. Loads of mulled wine is drunk, and there was loads of parties on in various local villages. This climaxed with a massive parade that goes right through the centre of Mainz, with massive floats and music. We were all going to go to this parade with our exchange partners, and our teachers had told us that as long as we were on our best behaviour, then we could go anywhere we wanted in town. This was potentially the perfect opportunity to impress German Karen, but I did feel in competition with my friend Paul to a certain extent. Paul was playing a good game. He had already offered her goulash. She just
did German girls like that?
I don't. Well, it was just everyone was making an effort with her, and when he went out to get some lunch, he got hurt. He just came back with the goulash.
Goulash?
As all the floats went past, people on the floats would throw sweets out to the crowd. I would collect as many of these sweets as I could to give to German Karen. It was a good move. It's kind of a sweet thing to do. I was scrabbling around on the floor trying to pick up all the sweets for her.
Yes, see what you've done there.
And Paul, all he had was his goulash, and that was gone within 10-15 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas the sweets thing was constant. My German exchange partner kept himself to himself the whole time. He was with his mate standing next to us. They didn't seem as fussed about the festival. He had a small paper tray of wursts, German sausages, which he was slowly getting through. In an effort to impress Karen, Paul started throwing back some of the sweets that were being thrown in our direction from the floats. This seemed to amuse Karen, so trying to get one up on Paul, I reached out for Andreas' sausage. And I don't mean it like that. And lobbed it in the direction of the man on the float. It was a beautiful shot, keeping pace with the movement of the float and looping high. It hit the man on the float square in the face. I turned to Karen. I thought she was going to love it. She didn't and started shouting. I have never experienced anything as frightening as an angry female German. She was fuming. Lots of hand gestures.
In German?
And in German, yeah. Which made it more scary because I didn't understand the telling off that I was getting.
Did you ever get to the bottom of why she was so annoyed?
I just lobbed a sausage at the man's face, Scott.
Yeah, I know, but
I think that was
that's quite
main,
funny.
The main
it's only a sausage, it's not going to hurt him.
Maybe it was a cultural thing. And
No.
All hopes with Karen were lost with the lobbing of the sausage, and she didn't speak to me again, even when all the Germans made the return leg to England a couple of weeks later. It was clearly a step too far. However, the moment I threw the sausage was captured on photo, and a few months later would result in me winning a local photography competition under the headline, "A symbol of German culture being thrown back in their face."
So something good came out of it.
So the moment was not all bad. I do feel sorry for the guy on the float, though. I appreciate him taking one for the team in my attempts to impress German Karen with a K.
When you say local photography competition, are we talking about a German one or...?
Oh, no, English. It was in the local paper near where I live.
Right, so you decided to enter a competition?
I did, yeah. I saw this photography competition. I was like, I've got this amazing photo because the photo is brilliant. You can see the bloke's face just... and you can see the sausage midair. Now, I'm desperately trying to get hold of this picture because I've got it at home. So I'm relying on my brother, who's at home at the moment, to take a photo of it so we can have a copy to put up. If not, I'll have to bring it in tomorrow.
Okay.
But it is a great photo because you've got the float, the man, the German man. You've got my hand in the picture.
It's like a cartoon one.
I mean, technically, it's a brilliant picture. And it won this photography. So my local paper printed.
Who took the photo?
Guy next to me. But what's amazing about it, this wasn't in the days of digital photography. He took that picture and it was only when we got it developed. We were like, this is epic. It's one of the greatest pictures ever. I think I could sell it for a lot of money, but I'm going to get hold of this picture. If not today, it'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
And I can show you. This was a week of learning lessons, though. Never run across the Autobahn. Europeans love dodgy music. And don't irritate a German lady. The anger is unprecedented.
Theme tune, yeah.
I've boshed banter in Prague. I've dressed up as a Smurf. I've swapped lives with a German. Bought strip pens in France. I've covered teachers in sunscreen, nearly drowned in some foam. I had a naked massage. Me and my mates had a laugh. I did
24 years at the tap end.
At the tap end.
This is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1.